What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9 to 5 as healthily and happily as possible. Happy Monday, and this is a very special episode because this is the 100th episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. So, in honor of it being the 100th episode, I am going to go over 100 things that I wish I knew in the past. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. That was a bad joke, but I was thinking about that all week. And when I said it, when I thought about it, I was like, ooh, that's going to be funny. And then I said it out loud and realized that I record this by myself. And it's a lot less funny when you tell a joke and nobody's here to laugh at it. Okay. Seriously though, 100 episodes is a big deal. So thank you guys for listening, because I would not still be doing this if people didn't listen to it. And while I'm at it, thank you to everybody, because I don't think I said it last week, who shared with me their Spotify Wrapped. I truly love that. I think this is the third Spotify Wrapped that I've been a part of as far as like a podcast. And seeing you guys like have Confessions of a Gym Rat as your top listened podcast or in your top five, and seeing like the stats that I get on my end just really, really makes me happy, because there are times where, especially during prep, you know, where I was like, oh my God, nobody even listens. Like nobody really cares. So like, just give it a break. And then I see stuff like that and I'm like, no, you people do care. So thank you. And thank you for tagging me and sharing your support. Cause as much as you want to, or you guys support me, I would love to support you back as well. But that's enough of the sappiness. I was like halfway through my Monday this past week when I realized that I did not share with you guys on last week's episode the story of my freaking Uber driver going home, like getting to my hotel from the airport when I was in Tampa. It's been a while since. Oh, not even that. Okay, guys, there are two stories that I did not tell you last week. Let's backtrack. So it's been a while since I've talked to you guys about my Uber journeys and whatnot, because I didn't drink this summer, so I really didn't Uber a lot, and I didn't really travel that much, so I really, really was just driving myself around. But if you've been a longtime listener to this podcast, you know that I get the wackiest Uber drivers, especially the, like, remember the one that asked me if I, like, insisted that I was not at least 18 when I was 24 years old at the time? And was like, basically, like, he was like about to kick me out of the car. Anyway, you gotta go back and listen to it if you haven't. It's also a clip on the Instagram that's pinned. But so Thursday, not of last week, but the week before I went to Tampa, the night before, my cousin and I went to a concert. So again, if you're a longtime listener, you know that I'm friends with Kit Moore, and he was performing at the Stone Pony in Asbury. So of course I went. I brought my cousin with me, and I don't drink these days, right? Whatever. She wanted to get a beer. Okay, live your life. Have fun, sis. So she gets a beer, and then she's like, I really don't want to hold my coat anymore. Should I coat check it? But I don't want to pay the $10. Like, what if I just ask the lady if I can come back, like run it to the car and come back? Because if you haven't been to the Stone Pony, it's a GA type of place. It's basically just a room. It's a big room. There's a bar and there's an outdoor bar. There's a stage, but it's like they check your tickets and your ID at the door if you want to drink, and you get like a wristband if you want to drink. And then after that, it's like a free for all. There's no seats or anything, and the parking lot is like literally right outside. It's no crazy like stadium parking or anything. It's like we walked 40 feet to the door. So my cousin goes over to like the box office lady to ask her, and she's like, can you hold my beer? I'm like, yeah, sure. Hold my beer. Or hold her beer. Looking around the room, this woman at the coat check door, like a worker, is looking at me, and she points to me and motions like, come here. And I'm like, me? And she's like, mm-hmm. So I walk over, and in the few steps that it took me to walk over there, I'm thinking, does she know that I'm like friends with Kit? Like, does she recognize me from Instagram? I really doubt it, because not that many people do. what could this be? I walk over. She goes, ma'am, are you 21? And I said, I'm 25. And she was like, well, I don't see your wristband. And I was like, oh, because this is my cousin's. I'm not drinking, but I am 25. And she was like, listen, I don't care how old you are. You don't have the wristband. You can't hold the beer. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I was just holding it for my cousin. I'll give it right back. And she's like, I don't care what the story is. You can't hold a beer if you don't have a wristband. They'll kick you right out of this place. Getting like all nasty and stuff. But meanwhile, in my head, I'm like, did I really just get asked again if I'm at least 21? I'm 25. Guys, come on. And I get it. Like, I didn't have the wristband on. So maybe that's why. But I was like, God damn it. It's been a minute. I thought we were past this, but we're not. We're not. Anyway, my cousin took her beer back and the woman was like, going on and on. And I was like, okay, like, I get it. I won't hold her beer again. I'm so sorry. And then for the rest of the concert, she kept staring at me. Like, it was really crowded, so we couldn't really go in towards the center. So we were kind of back by like the coat check. But she kept looking at me. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, I literally do not drink. God, let alone like the fact that I am 25 years old and I was holding the beer. I don't drink. Breathalyze me. I dare you. Please. Please. Okay. So that was one story. And then, I forgot to tell you guys that one. And then my Uber driver. Oh my God. My Uber driver. At least I'll preface by saying, you know, his car didn't smell bad. And he was a good driver as far as like, I didn't feel like I was going to puke in the car. Okay. So you get some brownie points there, sir. But I landed in Tampa at like 5:45 PM. By the time like I get outside, the Uber comes, it's like a little after six. I want my headphones on. I'm like a little bit groggy from sleeping on the plane. I'm hungry. I got to go back to my hotel and eat. And then I was meeting up with Emily to Lyft, so I was like, all right, let's speed up so she's not waiting for me forever. I just want to put my headphones on and just continue my airplane vibes. You know what I mean? When you're like locked in on the airplane to your music and you're just chill, and that's what I wanted. I get into this guy's car. First of all, he's flagging me down because he drove past me and he's like, ma'am, it's me, you with the pink backpack. And I'm like, oh Jesus Christ. Okay. So I look at before I do anything, I look at the license plate and then I look at the app and I'm like, okay, this is him. So I get him and right off the bat, he's like, where are we going? Let's see the lottery ticket, because they can't see until like they pick you up, I guess, where you're going. And then he's like, no, you're going to Riverview. We have to go all the way down the interstate. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, ah, it's not your fault. There's a lot of traffic though on the interstate, so do you mind if I take a shortcut, because I'm from here and I know the back roads, and it might be like an extra mile or two, but do you mind if we just take like the back roads so we avoid the interstate traffic? And I said, hey sir, I don't care. I mean, if it costs me like an extra dollar or so, fine. I don't want to sit in traffic. I really just want to get to my hotel. Like, I'm hungry and I gotta meet up with a friend. He's like, ah, perfect. I thought that was the end of it. I put in my earbuds. I swear to God, out of nowhere, he's like, so, the election and stuff these days. And I'm like, oh my frick. Okay, we're doing this. Okay. So I'm like, uh-huh. Yep. Because I don't like discussing politics with people, let alone a random Uber driver in the state of Florida, which is a little bit scarier than the state of New Jersey. And he's like, you know, going on this tangent, you know, back when I was a kid, because I've been around for a while and I grew up in the 70s. And listen, you had people, you had gays, you had people that dressed up like women. I don't care. And back then in the 70s, this is not how my Uber driver talked as far as my impression. I don't know where this is coming from. Anyway, he's like, back in the 70s, we all just left each other alone. I don't care who you like. I don't care what you wear. We left people alone. Nowadays, everything is political. Everything's a problem. And I'm like, oh my God, at least he said that he doesn't care. Okay? Because if this man started going on a tangent about how he doesn't believe in gay rights and stuff, then that would have just put me in a very uncomfortable position. But still, I was like, what? Like, I don't literally do not know what prompted this, because I had my AirPods in. And when he started talking, like when I heard him talking, God knows how long he was going on before that. I had to pull them out. This man's going on a tangent about this for the next like 3 minutes of the drive. I'm like, yep, I don't care. It's not my business what you like, what you wear. Your life's your life. He stops for a brief second. I'm like, oh, thank God. I go to put my AirPods on. Hey, do you watch any sports shows? I'm like, sports show? Like games? He's like, no, like ESPN. Like ESPN. I'm like, oh, not really. Like sometimes my brother has like Red Zone on, or there's like pregame shows. He's like, what's the deal with these sports announcers and reporters wearing these nice suits and tennis shoes? You look like a fool wearing your Nike shoes with that suit. And I was like, they're probably sponsored. Like they probably get paid to wear those shoes. He starts going back on his tangent. I pop my AirPod in. I'm just, God knows what else he said. I'm watching, by the way, I'm watching the time go back and back and back. No, we did not sit in any traffic. We were pretty much go, go, go the whole time. A few stoplights. But Jesus Christ, this man added 20 minutes onto my, I swear. When I got in the car, the ETA was, or not 20 minutes, 10 minutes. 7:02. I did not get to the hotel until 7:18. Okay? I was like, that was a whole extra 15, 16 minutes that I did not need with this yapper, with Yap McGee going on. And why was he getting so personal with me? Like, why was he sharing? He was sharing so much that I was like, dude, you don't know me. And then as he's pulling up, he goes, hey, I don't know if you're planning on tipping me, but cash would be great. And I was like, so sorry, I don't have cash on me. I'm going to do it in the app. I'm not fucking tipping you. You just added 15 minutes onto my drive and I'm hungry. And now I know way too much about your personal life, sir. No. So not the worst Uber driver I've ever had. Not the worst Uber I've ever been in. But what, oh dear Lord. Girl, like when you got to look in the rearview mirror. If I got my headphones on, zip it. Zip. But yeah, that's pretty much my crazy little life for the past week or so. I feel like nothing really major happened in this past week. You know what? What the fuck is up with these drones? I gotta address that. Well, now that I addressed it, I don't really know what else to say about it. So I don't really know anything because I haven't really like looked it up. All I know is when I was coming home on Sunday, my flights were delayed and my friend had texted me at night and was like, I saw something on TikTok about like UFOs or whatnot and people's flights getting delayed. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. It's on TikTok, so probably wouldn't believe it. You know, everyone likes to do a little UFO sighting and whatnot. And then I guess it was like, must have been like Wednesday or Thursday. I saw somebody post on their Snapchat story, like WTF is up with these drones. And I was like, the fuck? Didn't really think like anything of it. And then my dad said he saw one. So I was like, all right, what the fuck's going on? I got on Twitter, as I normally do. And it seems like nobody knows what the fuck is going on. I don't know. At first I was like, oh, maybe it's just some kids fucking around, like now that they know that somebody saw one, but apparently they're like huge and you can't just like purchase them. People think it's the US government trying to like create a distraction so they could do God knows what. I think it's probably another government. Either way, it's concerning, but it's concerning, but I'm going to ignore it until I have more information. But yeah, this sounds like so uneducated of me, but I really, like, I don't think any of us know. All we can do is speculate. And like, am I going to drive myself crazy speculating when I haven't even seen one? No, We're okay for now. For now. We'll check back in next week. But anyway, let's get moving with this 100th episode. We have a lot of hot topics, or I need to go a little bit more in depth with the hot topics this week. So without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Petula's Body Noir launch just dropped yesterday on the 15th. This launch is beautiful, and that's the only way to say it. It's perfect colors for the winter. It's sexy, but it's thick. It's not like fuzzy though, it's like silky. That's Sierra. Everything's in the Sierra fabric. My personal favorites that I have is the cutout bra. I have the Vixen bra, I believe, and the Siren leggings. They're absolutely beautiful. I need to get my hands on the Eclipse jumpsuit. But when they sell out, I don't know when they'll be restocked. So head over to Petula's website, check out the Body Noir launch, and use my code LIZWEI, that's W-E-I, for an extra 10% off of your purchase. All right, hot topics. Morgan Wallen is in jail currently, right now. So I saw this on TikTok, of course, and then I had to Google it myself. I'm going to read you guys the headline from, this is from People, but it's basically all the same everywhere. Morgan Wallen pleads guilty, sentenced to 7-day incarceration at DUI Education Center for drunken chair throwing incident. Sometimes, like, court hearings are so dramatic where, like, it's like, oh my God, Morgan Wallen pleads guilty. And I'm like, guys, there was never a question on if he was quote unquote guilty or not guilty. Everybody saw, like, there was video evidence of him throwing the chair. So everyone's like, oh my God, he pleaded guilty. And it's like, all right, this isn't a Ted Bundy case where he's like, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. No, he threw the chair like a year ago, and we all know that. And, you know, so I crashed my car a few years ago. Okay, I don't like talking about it, but I'm going to talk about it now. I did do the same thing where, like, you know, I totaled my car, I did hit somebody else, police showed up, blah, blah, blah. A few months later, I had to go to, like, a virtual court, and they're like, do you plead guilty? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that was me. And I know it's a formality, like, you have to do it, but sometimes, like, oh my God, it's just, it feels a little ridiculous. Anyway, though, Morgan Wallen will spend 7 days at a DUI education center, months after he was arrested for throwing a chair from the roof of a Nashville bar. A judge in Nashville sentenced the country star to 1 week of incarceration to be served at a DUI education center, as well as 2 years probation, 1 year for each of his misdemeanor charges for reckless endangerment. Yeah, so it said that he pled guilty to two misdemeanors. I don't know what the second one is. Oh, God. The star must also pay a $350 fine and court fees. Why was it more money for me when I was 19 years old and in college and a cop saw me with a beer in my hand? Why was that $500? But this guy throws a fucking chair off of a roof and it's less money than that? Whatever. Anyway, let's continue on with this article. Mr. Wallen has cooperated fully with authorities throughout these last 8 months, directly communicating and apologizing to all involved. Mr. Wallen remains committed to making a positive impact through his music and foundation, his attorney said. Wallen pleaded conditionally guilty due to judicial diversion, and if he successfully completes the terms of his probation, he will have these charges eligible for dismissal and expungement. And then they throw in lines like, the one thing at a time singer was arrested on April 7th after throwing a chair from the roof of Chief's Bar. He was charged with 3 counts of reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct, according to court records. Wallen's last hearing was held in May, and his attorney attended on his behalf after the country star waived his right to appear in court. Following a discussion amongst the attorneys and the judge, the case was set to continue in August, pushed back to December, blah, blah, blah. this is obviously a very complicated case and it's not going to resolve itself without subpoenas. And what is complicated about it? What is complicated about it? He threw the fucking chair. Period. He didn't kill anyone. Anyway. On the day of his arrest, Nashville police said two officers were standing in front of Chief's Bar, a six-story bar and restaurant on Broadway, when they watched a chair, allegedly tossed by Wallen, fall from the rooftop to street level. Days after the incident, a source told People the "I Had Some Help" singer wasn't expected at the bar opening and didn't spend much time there before throwing the chair. Morgan is generally a nice, fun person to hang out with, but when he gets going, he doesn't know how to stop. Morgan and alcohol is a problem, and it's been a problem that keeps coming back. Dear, oh gosh. He was arrested for public intoxication in May 2020. Okay, that's the second misdemeanor. He posted, "I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made some amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs. I'm not proud of my behavior, and I accept responsibility. I have the utmost respect for the officers working every day to keep us all safe. Regarding my tour, there will be no change." Okay. Blah, blah, blah. And then the article ends with, Most recently, Wallen was named Entertainer of the Year at the 2024 CMA Awards, where he was not present to accept the award. It remains unclear why Wallen wasn't in attendance. Okay. Well, so good for him, I guess. 7 days in jail or in a DUI education center. Doesn't sound like the worst thing for Mr. Morgan Wallen. Would I be surprised if he's not actually there and they're just saying that and he'll disappear for 7 days from the internet and from public eye? Yeah. I do kind of believe that, but Godspeed, Morgan Wallen. Please don't do any more stupid things, because I'm a fan and it makes it very hard for me to defend you when you keep doing dumb shit. That's all, Morgan. Thank you. Next, Selena Gomez is engaged, and as much as I want to be happy for her, I just don't think I am. I just don't think I am. I mean, she seems genuinely happy. I haven't heard great things about Benny Blanco, and knowing Selena's history with like her own mental health and just as a girl who's picked him wrong before, I just don't know if I trust this girl's judgment. I just don't know. She looks happy though. I mean, whatever. Listen. All I know is what I've speculated about Benny Blanco. I don't really, obviously don't know either of them or the ins and outs of their relationship. I will say, though, I heard about their engagement from a quote from Taylor Swift that I saw first, that she was like, she said something along the lines of like, "I absolutely will be a flower girl, blah, blah, blah." And my initial reaction to Selena Gomez's engagement was, poor Taylor. It's like her birthday or like the day before her birthday. This girl wants a ring so badly. I really hope that her and Travis are endgame, because she deserves it. Like I want this to be real for her. And I also want it to be real for her so that I have hope for myself. Because she's scary. Yeah, it gets a little scary out here sometimes. And then speaking of that, on the complete opposite end of the spectrum, MGK dumped Megan Fox this week, which is kind of wild because they're having a baby together. And I saw this quote from, I have to pull it up, from Brian Austin Green, who is Megan Fox's ex-husband. And he had said, let's see, hold on, I gotta go back. They post so much. Okay, here we go. "He's in his 30s, isn't he? In your 30s, fuck. Grow up. Like, she's pregnant. I just want the best for her. I'm heartbroken about it because I know she's been so excited and the kids are so excited for life and the change and all of that. I hope that the best outcome that could possibly happen happens for her, for the baby, and for our kids. I feel bad." I feel really bad for her. Let's see the comments. Now that's a supportive ex-husband. I'm confused. Yesterday I read she was pregnant and today they aren't together. Is this in high school? She, oh God. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, so that's that for them. Now, my homework for the week is I need to listen to Shawn Mendes's interview with John Mayer because I saw some quotes from it, but I haven't gotten to listen to it yet. I put up a story on my personal Instagram like 2 weeks ago. Literally nothing prompted it. I was just at the bus station waiting for the bus, just thinking. And I said, who do you think would win in a fist fight? John Mayer or Shawn Mendes? And I thought John Mayer to myself. And the people, like, it wasn't even close. It was like 80 something to like whatever in the teens, like in favor of John Mayer beating Shawn Mendes' ass. And then I see that the two of them had an interview together and I was like, oh my God, am I psychic? Like, did I manifest this? So I got to listen and I got to see what that's all about. But I've yapped a lot about what's going on these days. That's what's important to me. I'm trying to think anything else. Not really. I miss Dancing with the Stars so much. I miss Joey. I need to find a way to get in contact with him to see if he has any friends. All right. Let's move on. If you're looking for a perfect gift for either a boy or a girl, a gym lover, you guys can still shop 1UP Nutrition's bundles. Their Black Friday sale is over, but they have really nice bundling options where you can get like more than one protein or kind of mix and match some things so you get a good deal on them. They have a bunch of very delicious flavors in the protein. Everyone that I've put on absolutely loves it. And then my code Liz20 gives you an extra 20% off. Shop at 1UP Nutrition with the number 1.com. All right, let's get into some weekly highlights. I think my my non-health and fitness related highlight for the week is definitely the fact that we put Chloe in her Christmas pajama. Chloe is all dressed for Christmas. She did not like the process of getting the Christmas stuff on, but she looks so freaking cute. I forgot to post that picture of her, but I'm going to have to in her little juicy outfit. God help me if this dog is naked during the winter. I will make sure she's clothed. Okay, that is my highlight. Nothing special happened to me this week. I didn't do anything crazy, but that girl makes me smile. Ugh. If I could take my dog to work, do you know how much happier I would be? If I could take my dog to work, that would just, I'm speechless. I'm speechless thinking about it. The way that my work day, like my happiness rate, I like my job too, but God, that would be something. Although getting her through this, she's not a city dog. She's not. Anyway, my health and fitness related highlight, I'm going to give that actually to my hamstring and glute workout today that I did today, just because I woke up and I had enough time to just really go through things. And then I finished it off with some cardio. So I was drenched when I came home, but I was really, really intentional. I pushed heavier weights than I have in a while, especially with the hip thrust. I tried to limit my phone time. It's kind of nice. Like, there's not really good service in my gym anyway. But I had enough time to just really go through it and be intentional with every rep, which doesn't, like, during the week, I'm often rushing a lot just because of my schedule, which we'll get more into that later. So it was really nice to just have the time and, like, just really have the time to put everything into every single rep and leave drenched. I love that feeling. Call me disgusting. I went home and took a shower. Don't worry. But when I work up a good sweat, I'm like, that's it. That's a bomb ass workout. All right. So this week is more of like a, if you're listening to this, you probably need to hear it. I have been hearing for years, just from people like, I'm too busy. I don't know how you do it. Like, I live in a place where I can't meal prep. Like, just excuses, excuses, excuses on why they can't physically achieve what they want to achieve. And honestly, I scoff at most of it. Now, of course, like, I'm not going to scoff to your face. And with my clients, like, I try and help them as much as I can, like, realize, like, okay, this is, like, these are the choices that we need to make in order to achieve what we want to achieve. I have had clients in the past who just fight me on everything. Well, why don't we try this? No, I can't do that. Why don't we try this? Well, I can't do that because of this. And just being like, you don't, I've had countless people say, you don't understand. My job is demanding. I have two jobs, blah, 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 blah. And the first thing I say is, no, I do understand, actually. Now, I like to say that I'm an empathetic person. I'm not a sympathetic person, which is not necessarily a flex. You know, I understand where you're coming from, and I understand, like I could put myself in your shoes and see, like, oh my God, you go from this job to that job. That's exhausting. I know, I've done the same too. But I'm not going to sit there and go, oh my God, I feel so bad for you. Ugh. Let me paint a picture for you right now. Okay. It's Sunday night at 7:22 PM. Every morning, well, actually only 6 days a week now. Thank you very much, Alex. We got that knocked down from 7 to 6, but basically every morning I have to wake up and do 30 minutes of cardio before I eat breakfast. I have to do it fasted. I try not to, but like I can, based on like the days, like during the weekdays, like split it up, you know, like do 15 minutes in the morning and then 15 minutes after my workout if I'm working out that day. But regardless, I need to get up. So I do my fasted cardio. I did that today and then I ate breakfast. I went to the gym, did my whole entire workout, came home, showered, I had to make all my clients' plans, so I had made my clients' plans, did one load of laundry, went out, food shopped, got gas, came back, I did another load of laundry, I just finished meal prepping everything for the week, so I'm set. I have hard-boiled eggs, I have rice, I have pasta, I have green beans, I have peppers, and I have chicken, which this week, actually, I made the chicken into patties instead of ground chicken. Thank you very much. So I'm all prepped for the week and I packed my meals for tomorrow. Now I'm sitting down. My back hurts because I have flat feet and I've been standing for the past hour or so, and I'm doing this podcast and I have another load of laundry in right now, my darks. This is actually a calm day for me. The weekdays, I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I have to do all my 30 minutes of cardio because my gym closes. Well, we'll get there. I have to do all 30 minutes in the morning. I can't split it up. That's what I'm doing from like 5 to 6. I'm getting up, washing my face, doing my cardio, taking a shower. I get ready. I pack my bag. I leave. I get on the bus at 6:50. I get to New York City around 8:15. And then I walk a mile to work. I get to work at like 8:30, 8:45. I am there until 5:30. I walk a mile back to the bus station. I get back on the bus. I get home, like to my bus stop, around 7:30. Then I drive 10 minutes. Luckily, it's only 10 minutes to the gym. Get there around 7:50, and my gym closes at 9. So that's why I can't do the extra, like I can't break it up 15 and 15. I do my workout. I leave the gym at 9. I come home. I eat my last meal. I shower. I pack up my meals for the next day. And I try and get to bed around 10:15. Okay. Granted, I'm not married. And I don't have kids. However, I don't have a fucking second. Maybe I have 5 minutes before bed. Look, I do on the bus thing. But besides the bus, I don't have a more than 10 minutes in a day to lay in my bed on my phone or even read my book. during the week. So when people come and they say to me, my job's super demanding, or God, I work two jobs. Like, by the way, I'm still responsible through all that of responding to my clients and whatnot. I'm like, minus two. Okay. I managed two jobs since, God, I can't even remember, doing in-person training. There was a time that I was running from my last job, leaving the office, going to Rutgers, training somebody in person, and then going to work out myself after that. So no offense. I don't want to hear it when you say your job is demanding and whatnot. And well, I don't work from home. Neither do I. I only get to work from home on Fridays. Bless up for that. Super thankful. My point being is, if I can do it and I'm just a human being, so can you. You're just making excuses and reasons why you can't. I eat meal four. I have 5 meals in a day. So basically my dinner, I eat it cold on the bus because I'm on the bus from like, ideally like from 5:45 to 7:15-ish, 7:30, like depending on the day. That's prime dinner time and your girl gets nauseous on the bus, especially when she's hungry. So I eat my dinner cold. I prep it and I eat it cold. I save money that way and I save calories that way. It is what it is. You know, I choose things like I told Alex, hey, since we're not in prep, I'm going to do pasta instead of rice because I really don't like cold rice. Like, I'd rather have the pasta. I do bell peppers cut up because those are good cold. You just got to figure it out. You know, I pack four meals with me because I eat my breakfast when I get to work. I don't want to eat breakfast at 6:15 in the morning when I'm still at home. So I eat breakfast at work. There's easy things you could do. One of my meals is protein oats. I take a scoop of protein, put it in a Ziploc bag. I take however many grams of oats I need, put it in a Ziploc bag. I go to work. I get a mug, get some water, put it in the microwave, stir in the protein after. Bring the Ziploc bags home because we can't just be wasting Ziploc bags every day. That's a lot of plastic. But I get it done. I was having this conversation actually with Chase, who's one of the coaches on my team. I said, you know, they make fun of me. Not really. Like, they just tease me at work because they're like, your backpack's so big. Like, what the hell do you fit in there? And I'm like, 4 meals in my insulated meal prep compartment. That's what I fit in here. And Chase was like, I love that because people will give him the excuse of, well, I can't meal prep because I'm gone all day. Bring your fucking meals with you. Buy a bigger backpack. That's what I did. And don't tell me you can't afford to meal prep, because meal prepping is actually a lot cheaper than eating out. Go get yourself a pound of ground chicken. Go get yourself some microwavable rice. Get yourself the frozen green beans are 99 cents at Aldi, and you'll get a few servings out of those. Don't use that as an excuse when I see you going to Chick-fil-A and picking up sushi and whatever during the week. I've been saying this for years. You make time for what's important to you, you know, and it comes down to like how much you want it. And I think for me, at least with like my mental health journey and stuff, like I'm going to use a different example outside of like fitness and stuff, therapy. I didn't want it. Really didn't want to get better. Like, I really didn't want to put in the effort. And you see it in different fields too. Like, people who keep canceling their chiropractic sessions, like things like that, you know, like it's easy to tell when you don't want it. When I didn't want to change my mental health, I was like, fuck this. I don't have time for therapy. When the hell am I going to do that? And then one day I woke up like and was like, oh my God, I need to change my life around. And would you look at that? I had time for therapy. When? During my lunch breaks. That was it. I used to book myself a meeting room, no joke, in my old office, so nobody was like around me. And I used to do 30-minute telehealth calls with my therapist during my lunch break. in the office because that's the only time that I had. I mean, I was going into the office and her schedule, you know, she's not an open book. She's not sitting around waiting like, oh yeah, whenever works for you. No, she had a certain slot. So I had to make it work, but I wanted to get better. Whereas before I was like, I work all day. I can't do that. Like if she can't meet at night, like I can't do that. And I go to the gym at night. So when do I have time to go to therapy? You have time for what's important to you. So I know that this sounds a little bit harsh on this episode, but I feel like a lot of people need to hear it and a lot of people need to, it's better when it's like not, you're hearing it from someone who doesn't know you, you know, like it's not that, not hurting your feelings, you know, because I don't even know who you are listening to this, but you need to cut the shit and get serious, you know, in the nicest way possible. You got to grow up. You got to figure it out. I was talking to my coworker last week and he was like, it's so much easier to like be motivated and stuff when you have a vacation planned and all that. But he's like, I said, so what do you do when you don't then? And he said, well, it's non-negotiable. Like I have to take care of my body. So I just go because I'm disciplined, even though I'm lacking motivation. And I was like, that's it. That's the answer. Good job, buddy. Good job. Honestly, like I haven't known him that long, but it just made me so proud, like hearing that, because not that many people think that way. Like it is non-negotiable. No, you don't want to. I'm freaking tired. I don't want to go to the gym after work. I want to go to sleep. And I certainly do not want to get up and do fasted cardio, but I want to be a really successful bodybuilder. And even so, before I was doing competitive bodybuilding, I got to take care of my health. And if I wait for the weekend, then I'm only getting 2 workouts a week. And it's recommended to get at least 150 minutes of intentional physical activity a week. So you got to do what you got to do, especially if you're a parent. What kind of example are you setting for your kids? You know, I have a friend who just became a dad, and he was already like, yeah, I'm bringing him around. Like my cousin owns a gym, so I've been working out during lunch, bringing him. This baby doesn't even have a thought in his head. He's like 3 months old. But I was like, you're already on that track of setting like a really good example for your kids. So my challenge to you this week is to really reflect, push yourself to do something that you don't want to do. Go when you don't want to go. Do the extra 5 minutes of cardio and address, be honest with yourself. What excuses have you been making? And who have you been taking it out on? We get it a lot. Us personal trainers get a lot of flack for it because people will be like, your program's not working. You don't understand, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, you're not following it. And no, I do understand. But what are you willing to sacrifice? Don't blame me. You know? But yeah, that's my, those are my 2 cents. That's my opinion. My podcast, my opinion. So challenge yourself this week. Get shit done. And if you need somebody to hold you accountable, you can always go to my website and apply for one-on-one training and we'll figure it out. I'll give you some tough love. But yeah, guys, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Make sure that you are following the podcast on Instagram at Confessions of a Gym Rat and follow me on all social medias, especially YouTube. I'm really trying to grow the YouTube at Lifts with Liz. I hope that you guys have a happy and healthy week. Shop the new Petula drop. Send me screenshots if you use my codes because I love you guys and appreciate you so, so much. And I'll talk to you next Monday.